I'm really excited to announce my next guests who are sitting in studio. You've heard of this production before, right? It's a little show. Well, I can't call it a show. It's a wedding. It's really a wedding. Tony and Tina from Tony and Tina's Wedding are sitting in my studio right
Hello.
Now.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Tina, Tony, and Shug. I feel like I'm sitting with my cousins over here.
You are.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, we're all probably related, you know.
Yeah,
well, not us.
No, not
hopefully.
Us. No,
I mean, that would be kind of weird if you were.
Yeah,
it would be
a
completely different
before.
Program.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, guys, I got to be honest with you. I've never seen the show. I've seen clips online. I've never physically been to your wedding. I would love to be invited to your wedding.
You are. You come.
Yeah, you know,
come. What are you doing tonight?
Blood. Yeah, come on.
You busy? I'm getting married at 4 o'clock today.
Yeah, 4 o'clock today. Listen, I understand that marriage is a slippery slope. Where did you guys meet? How did this whole thing come together? You know, do you have the story for me?
Well, you know, we grew up on Taylor Street together. And we knew each other for a long time. But, you know, we really, like, started knowing each other in junior high. And,
we started making out in junior high.
Hey there.
Well, yeah, I mean, in the hallways and stuff. Uh-huh. Like, you know, the main story was
love at first sight. Go ahead, say it.
Okay. Oh, well, it was in biology class. Right. And, Tina was,
biology.
We had to dissect. We had to dissect frogs and stuff, and she's like, I'm not doing it. I don't want.
Have you ever smelled a dead frog like
that?
She
didn't like the formaldehyde.
Oh, yeah. No. I can't.
She ran out. She was like in tears, ran out of the room, and I was her lab partner, so I had to run after her, and I'm like, it's okay. And then we just started like always hanging out, and I dissected the frog for her. So
it's so noble of you.
She got it. I gave her the A, so it was okay. Yeah. But from then on, we were inseparable. But we had a few rough patches, but we've gotten through it.
Well, we had like one that real break that you have.
Yeah.
Maybe not you, but like that we
oh,
that,
I did.
That couples have right before they like get married, which is what happened.
So what was your fling in the break? Because everybody has that fling in the break.
I feel like this is
really
not the time and place for that.
Talk about this right now.
But
you know?
Well,
yeah.
It up.
It's still very raw.
It
opens me up.
All right, well,
it
then
does.
Just earmuffs while I tell the
All right,
the story.
Fine. I'm going to sing a song.
I can mute you if you want to be muted.
No, it's all right. That's all right. I can handle
Go ahead, Tina.
No, so, you know, Tony, it was not my idea, of course. It's never the girl's idea to break up. It's always the guy's idea. He was going away, and he wanted some free space and free time, and really that means he just wanted to hook up if the opportunity was there for him.
Right.
And
right.
he... no, just.
All right, sorry.
And then, you know, I started to hang out with a... someone who was a friend of my good friends.
Was it a friend of Tony's though?
No, not directly. He hung out in our group.
We used to shove him in lockers in high school.
Stop it.
Well, that's true. Like, what'd I say?
But you won't brag about that.
Sorry.
He's our best man's other best friend, to be honest. But anyway,
he's got
issues, and we started dating, and it was like hot and heavy. And then, you know, you come out of the fog. I was really heartbroken, and I was rebounding really hard.
Was it hotter and heavier than what we
have? No, see,
well,
Frank!
I get very, you know, it's competitive.
No, it's not. Look, I'm here. Look at the ring. Look at the ring.
Yeah. So, Tony, how did you win her back? How did you? Give me the moves.
Well, you know. There's no like moves per se, but like I had to go
there
away.
Were moves.
I was at
there are always moves.
I was at slot machine repair school, you know, out of state, and because that's what I do. And
of course,
you know, I came back and I saw her, you know, going down a bad road with this guy because he's got a lot of issues. And you know, I basically just you know reestablished my presence, and I said to her, I was like, you know what, I want to be here with you forever. You know, I wined her, I dined her, and
he reestablished his presence. Nobody caught that. Nobody's
well,
gonna
on,
respond
that's
to
what
that.
I did. That's what I did.
The biggest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Pause for a second. Pause for a second.
I asserted my presence with authority.
Yes. Wine and dine. Let's talk about that. What does that look like in your world?
In my world?
Is it like, you know...
It's like the most magnificent feast and the most gigantic table. What do you mean, what does it look like in my world? Like, what do I like to eat?
No,
everything.
No, are you a Gucci kind
everything.
Of girl? Or are you more like a,
Gucci.
You know...
Who isn't a Gucci
like a, like
kind
a Nordstrom
of girl?
Rack kind of girl?
I'm a good bargain buy kind of girl, but if, you know, that bargain happens to have, you know, a really good
leopard
name tag
on
it. Yes, I love
she
leopard skin.
Leopard.
That's my most favorite of the prints.
Our apartment looks like Liberace's living room.
It's beautiful.
So much leopard.
Not being there, I can
and
see
and
that.
Leopard.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Come over sometime.
Yeah, come on.
To.
Come over for
Please
a little
do.
Chiante or something.
Yeah, a little Chiante, Cannoli, some meatballs.
Nice. Yeah.
She makes good meatballs.
She a good cook?
She's good.
Is this part of what brought you to, you know, together?
Of course.
Yeah, well, you know, my mom passed away a long time ago. So, yeah, God bless. And she, you know, she like is a great great cook. It reminds me of, like, you know, growing up and all
full
that
package,
stuff.
Friend.
You know,
she's, full yeah, package.
Of course.
She's, she's a 10. She's a 10 right there.
Yeah.
Is he very jealous, this guy?
No. I mean, like, mediocre.
Okay,
mediocre.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, sometimes I might potentially give him a reason to have a little glint in the eye. And
so you flirt,
and then
is what you're saying?
I'm a natural flirt. I can't help it.
She is.
It just
comes out of me. She's, I guess, flirtatious. That's a nice way. I was going to say something else, but I don't
excellent.
Know the, I don't know the word for it.
Excellent.
You know?
Yeah. Glad you bothered.
Tony, let me ask you, Tony, because, you know, I'm Italian, and I have an Italian wife, too.
Hey.
Frankie and Sherry's wedding.
We should, we should start
so
a club.
Cute.
That's a hit right there.
And her mother and father's Frank and Sherry, too.
Stop it.
How bizarre is that?
That's fate, I feel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I'm a big
fate.
Believer in fate.
Yeah, this is true. But in my scenario, my wife's extremely jealous. For good reason, of course. You know, but
you're
same thing for
guy.
You
yeah.
too, my friend.
Thank you.
I can feel your pain. Is she a jealous woman?
Careful
I
now.
I feel like
careful
the
now.
Heat coming through it. It's not the sun through the window. she is not possessive. She's not, but she's jealous. Like, I always have to make sure she's number one. You know, but
right.
I think everybody has to
Hello?
Do that with
right.
with your significant
I feel
other.
Like that's a standard.
You know, that's true, yeah. but like, I can be charming to a point. Let's just put it that way.
She goes over the top.
Well,
you know,
she gets
you
very
know,
concerned
at
restaurants. Like, well, you yeah. know, you know, when I talk to like the waitress and stuff, but she's like, oh, you know, I was like, no, I'm just trying to be polite, you know.
yeah.
But yeah,
there's a line. I feel.
But, trust me, I know.
Why go out with me if you're gonna look at somebody else?
But when
that's,
she,
I mean, for anybody,
sure,
why
sure.
bother going out, making the plans, getting dressed up,
it's true,
shelling out,
but a little healthy,
look
a little healthy. You know,
Frank, I don't want to make her mad, though, because I'm sure with your wife, when she gets mad, she turns into the Incredible Hulk.
Of course.
Like, 6 feet tall, green, everything. Like,
I run.
She hulks
I run.
Out.
Yeah.
You should. I get it.
There's got to be a little fear. Fear is healthy, I feel.
A little bit, but not too much.
Yeah. Not the other way around.
Yeah, no.
I'm not afraid of you.
Yeah, you're not afraid of me.
Let's talk wedding. Who's doing the majority planning here?
I am.
Yeah, of course.
She told me to wear white and just
show up.
White?
Right? That's it.
You're going to wear white?
Yes.
She makes me wear a white tux.
Yes.
I look like a cruise ship.
Ruffles?
No,
and
we
ruffles.
Both have to stand out. Everybody's in, the guys are all in black and the girls are all in red.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean,
well,
you know.
And your brother's wearing red, too.
Well,
he wants to be
he's
different.
One of the
he's
girls,
different. Yeah, he's
really,
one of the girls.
Let's be honest.
Does your brother like him?
Who, Tony?
Yeah.
He loves him. He thinks Tony's so handsome.
He's
that's all he ever
says. He's a nice guy. He's
you get along. So the families get along.
My dad and her mom have a lot of issues.
There's a lot of history.
Wait, yeah. Your dad and her mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because her dad passed away. My mom passed away. So it's just, you know, my dad and her mom. But
yeah.
they go together like oil and water.
Yeah,
I guess.
They're just super different.
Yeah,
they're nothing
like
each other.
Do they maybe like each other as possible?
Well, here's the thing. They went to high school together. And back in high school, I know that they went on a date. One time, one date, before my father came into the picture.
Yeah, it didn't end well. It was not a... It was
well, probably because your father acted like an animal.
Well, it's not my fault. I wasn't alive then.
No, that's not your fault. I'm just saying.
But,
it's in the bloodline.
My dad's a very complicated guy.
He owns a
gentleman's club. He's never grew up.
He's like a tough guy. Is he like a neighborhood tough guy?
He's like a neighbor. He's tougher than
one of these, Frank.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A little bit.
I know a few of those.
Frank
guys.
Knows.
Yeah, a lot of things growing up came off a truck. Let's put it that way. I'm sure you know.
I can relate.
You know.
All right. So listen, Tony, Tina.
Yeah.
I want to hear about more of the wedding.
Okay.
I want you guys maybe, I know you both have beautiful voices.
We do.
Could you maybe sing a little something when we come
sing.
Back?
I'm leaving that all to you, babe.
No one ever asked us to sing.
I just, you know, you're a little shy.
Yeah.
I want to bring you out of your shell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
you're
really
the guy to do it, huh?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
T and Tony, I hope that you guys spend together forever and ever.
Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show. That is the voice of Tina and Tony from Tina Tony's Weddings. Who Tina and Tony are here in studio live with me on my show. Guys, it's been so fun so far.
Right?
I mean, you guys are awesome.
I don't ever want to leave your side.
Yeah, no, I like it here.
Listen, your husband's in the room, sweetheart.
This is what I get in
that's
trouble
why I'm gonna
for.
Have to stay. That's
like
why
that.
I'm going to have to stay with her because I got to keep an eye on her. You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
we, my guard dog.
We left off before the break talking about the wedding.
Yeah.
You know, that's happening tonight, right?
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, 4 o'clock is when it all goes down.
And
yeah.
You guys, you've been planning this for a while, and I'm
my whole life.
I
have a binder.
Again, I have no idea what's going to happen.
I started a binder when I was in the third grade. Me and my best friend Connie, we did that, and And I've had it ever since. And some of the pages, they're still like good and crusty and with us.
Crusty,
and
yeah.
You know how they get. Like, I mean, third grade was a while ago.
And unfortunately, though, she has to marry me. In her binder, she says she's marrying Christian Slater. But that's okay.
That was it. Was
but
a
you
kind of
have
then.
A little Christian Slater to you, Tony.
Thank you very much. That is a compliment.
In his defense, once we did start dating, I cut out Tony's head from every picture and I glued it onto Christian Slater's body.
So, yeah.
Tina, did you groom
him?
So
best of both.
Did you groom him?
Today or in general?
In general. Like, did you shape
I didn't want to take credit for today.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you do that as couples, right? You just kind of...
Not really.
You declare what you want. Well, not you.
She just has to look at me, and I know. Like, she likes this look. Her mom don't like
smart.
It, but she likes it.
Listen well. He's smart, too. He listens. He listens well. He's good. So he's good for me.
She just says, Tony, you should wear this. You should use this in your hair. And I just go, oh, okay, because otherwise it's an argument.
So
and who wants that?
Yeah, no, I don't need it.
You guys picked an interesting time to wed. It's around the holidays.
Yeah. Yes,
it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I'm sure there's gonna be a big party afterwards.
Yeah.
Are you guys into this ugly sweater thing?
I have about four or five of them at home. Mm-hmm. My favorite one is it's got Jesus on it, and he's given a peace sign, and he has one of those little doo-doo things in his mouth and a party hat on.
Wait, what kind of thing does he have on?
What's that? Doo-doo. Okay. You know the thing I'm talking about? Yeah. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows a
ba-doo-doo,
right?
What is that? What is it called? Party
like
favorite thing.
A party horn.
Okay,
like
fine. Fine. But anyway, that's my favorite one.
I like the ba-doo-doo.
No, we wanted to get into the holiday spirit, kind of, but also have it be like fun. Yeah. So, because you know, sometimes the holidays can be hard for some people, or they, you know, make you a little more
sentimental.
So it brings
a little joy. Your sweater is like Jesus, basically.
They're so ugly, they're beautiful. You Everybody loves an ugly sweater. They do.
Yeah.
They do.
And so we want people to come and wear their best ugly sweaters, because that'll be hilarious
for the wedding
us.
Tonight, should people do that?
No. December 16th. Yeah.
December 16th.
That is the official ugly sweater wedding.
Yes. So bring your ugly sweaters to that wedding.
Wear them. Don't just bring them.
Wear them, yeah.
Put them on your body.
Bring it on you.
Bring it on you.
Yeah, exactly. Bring it on you.
Is this something that happens often? I mean, like outside?
No, this is a one-time deal.
One-time
thing, because we feel like that's what people on December 16th will really want to do with their lives.
I agree with you.
You know?
Not on the 17th, but just on the 16th.
Just on the 16th. So talk to me about music for the wedding.
Oh. Yeah. My God.
All right, settle in.
I got everything I could ever hope for. Ready?
Yeah.
His name, my wedding singer's name, is the Donnie Dolce. Hold your breath. Don't drop your drink.
I think Frank just passed out.
Your drinks. Seriously, can you believe it? He's my personal Justin Bieber.
I thought you were
going
to say Donnie Wahlberg.
No, he doesn't sing. He raps. Yeah. But he doesn't sing.
We could probably get him, though.
Oh, Donnie. No, Donnie was the... Well, I guess, he did sing in that.
Although, Jenny McCarthy, live in St. Charles now.
Come to my wedding, Donnie!
They listen to the show all the time.
If you got the right stuff,
come on in. Oh, my God, please! I would love that.
Yeah, no,
he's amazing.
She loves Donnie Dolce. It's like her Frankie Valli, Sinatra, Bieber.
I was
going to
say Justin Bieber. Yeah.
One, you know?
He's amazing. Yeah, he's this, like,
what? So give me, like, a sample of, like, what we're going
to
hear.
Yeah, right? So I wanted an 80s kind of theme to my wedding, because I love all things 80s, including, like, the clothing
like
and
Madonna.
The hair.
I mean,
Madonna,
you got a Madonna.
Paula Abdul.
I do! Yeah. I'm going to jump over this table and hug you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Again, your
I might
husband's
be leaving.
In the room.
No, I know, yeah, really, I know, but on. I might be moving in to
WGN.
Cold
water on you or something,
you know? Frank Fontana.
What's your favorite
show?
Madonna song? Like a virgin?
I love...
She wishes.
My mom is listening. God damn it. I love Like a Virgin.
I would say Material Girl.
Holiday was awesome. Material Girl's good because I can relate,
sure,
you know?
Sure, sure.
But any Madonna song I really feel like would just floor
just work
me.
For your...
Yes!
What's going to be the wedding song for you guys? Like, what is the dance? What is that? You know, everyone's got that song.
Well, Donnie told me he's working on a special mashup for our personal song, which will be a surprise, but of course I'll have to approve it.
Yeah.
But the song, I don't know. What's your favorite song, Tone?
No, like the one you're going to dance to. You know, like...
Well, I always voted for Wanted Dead or Alive.
Oh, my God. Sing.
No, I can't sing.
Come on, sing and we'll dance for you.
Come on, you got golden pipes, Frank.
Seriously, I love it.
Are you serious?
I don't know. Bon Jovi, maybe?
Living on a Prayer?
Living on
a Prayer. Oh, that would be awesome. That would be a little up-tempo number. Yeah. We haven't really decided yet.
Bon
I know that's weird,
What Bon Jovi would be your... Like, come on. Bon Jovi in a wedding
song?
Song?
Maybe that one song, Living in Sin, off the New Jersey album. I love Bon Jovi.
Me
so.
Too.
Yeah, Jersey. Yeah. Dang it, I don't know.
I thought you guys would have had something like romantic and slow and sweet.
I mean...
Like your tip... Like this.
Oh!
Look at her, she's moving.
Yeah.
She,
yeah.
She jumped out of that chair. Like,
if you go to Facebook Live right now at Frank Fontana, you can see Tina dancing like a virgin right now.
If my dad saw this, he would try to get you to work the club.
There you go.
No, stop it. Yeah, I don't want to work there ever.
I'm just saying.
Not my thing. Know. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, that was a little tribute for you.
I'm sweating now.
Speaking
so
of working,
that's cardio.
Is Tina a stay-at-home wife?
Oh!
I mean, is your plans as you move forward towards having children?
There was no transition there at all. It was just like...
0 to 100
Madonna,
right there.
Madonna,
hey,
does she
work
for a living?
Look at that guy.
Hey, there he is.
Come to my wedding. December 16th, ugly sweaters.
Hey, you know what? That guy deserves a prize right there.
Yes!
All right, here we go. Look.
So she goes, I bought it.
Eli, you both get a prize. So Dolce Vita Tequila is giving away some stuff for the ugliest sweaters that we see today. And guess what? You win, my friend.
Ooh! Yes.
Now, folks listening, outside our window is a couple wearing some pretty ugly sweaters. But they're good-looking people. I'm just saying.
They're not married.
And, folks, this is Tina and Tony from Tina and Tony's Wedding.
Guys look amazing.
Yeah, right here in studio. Hang out there. This is Eli, my intern. He's going to come out there. And did you show the folks watching on Facebook Live? There you go. You guys are going to get some swag from Dolce Vita, so hang out, all right? Go to the front of the Tribune Tower right over here. Eli will meet you during the break. All right, Tony, Tina.
Yeah.
This has been fun.
Are you exhausted?
I'm not. I do this all day.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Yeah,
I like this.
Now you're flirting with me, I feel.
I would
it
never
turned. The tables have turned.
I would never do that. Yeah.
Not in front of Tony, anyway.
So we got some listeners calling in and giving some advice on what your wedding song should be.
Oh, great.
Oh, I'd love to hear this. Usually the advice they give us is don't do it.
Yeah, and folks, if you have questions for Tony and Tina, 312-981-7200 is our number. If you want to text in some wedding song suggestions, because obviously they can't get it together.
No.
They haven't picked their song yet. So we need help. You can also call in too. So one of our listeners from the 773 said, "Make your wedding song 'Everything I Do for You,' Brian Adams."
Oh, yeah, but that's '90s. Okay, that's
Everything I Do.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves came out in '91. That's just not accurate.
But that's such a classic.
It is
a classic.
You know, it doesn't go with my theme.
I don't see it for you.
Look
guys,
into
though.
My eyes, look, and you would find there's nothing there to hide.
Stop
Take me
it.
As I am. Take my life. I don't know the rest
How
of the
How romantic.
Wow. Excuse me.
I love that movie.
That's
Sorry,
beautiful.
Ladies, taken.
See, I think if
I'm
he
doing
did
like
that.
A Shatner spoken word version.
He
you know?
Did.
I know you said you're not really going to sing at your wedding. But
yeah, no, I mean, I don't
look
think
at that.
Anybody wants to hear. I know. That's the exception right there, I think.
Maybe we should do
What if you sang and I just danced?
Well, then everybody will leave.
No, you know, I'll be entertaining.
No, they'd be watching
with
her dance.
Hello.
Whether you can sing or not.
You should be my wedding planner,
Frank.
We need
some good songs.
Really
maybe
should.
That one from...
here we go.
See?
Oh, I'm going to cry. Yeah,
everybody loves Brian
let's
Adams.
Just, let's just take this in for a second.
All right.
And tell me if this feels like this should be your song.
Wait, I got to really relate to
Just feel it. Just feel it.
Just get that.
Air piano.
By the way, our texter sent this in for you as a wedding gift.
We appreciate that. You're not getting a thank you note, though.
Are you feeling this? Would this be it? I'll tell you what. Don't answer that question.
I don't know.
I think you're just going to have to go see Tony and Tina's wedding to find out what their song's going to be.
Yes!
Let's just leave it at
Drama.
That.
We should do the Unchained Melody. Is that it from Ghost?
Ghost?
Yeah.
Dave, do we have a second to pull that up? Because I want to see.
Dave. You know,
we can make a pot for somebody.
Wait, what? Know?
Like the pottery scene.
Oh.
This ain't Colorado.
What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about here?
All right, so guys, where can people see the wedding?
Lakeview, Belmont, right on Belmont Avenue. It's at a place called Chicago Theater Works.
1113 West Belmont. It's about two blocks west of the Red Line on the corner of Seminary and Belmont.
It's my Uncle Vinny's place. Yeah. It has my name outside,
Chicago
so you can't
Theater
miss
Works.
It.
And we actually get married at the Resurrection Lutheran Church.
On Seminary.
And we walk over to the reception.
So it's an open wedding.
Yeah.
You're just inviting everybody.
Anybody who wants to come.
You're all family.
I love getting married. Mm-hmm. There's nothing I like
she
better.
She really does.
All right, we're going to take you guys out on this song here.
Oh, my God.
Tony, Tina, thank you guys for coming on my show.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's been special.
Thank you, Frank. We better see you there next week.
Yes.
I'm going to be there. You guys, for real. I'm there. All right.
He's a dad. He's a designer. He's the guy who can make your house a home. And maybe make your husband a little handier.
No, you're not.
This is the Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. As you know, we're here till 3 o'clock and 1 to 3 every Sunday. And you could watch us on Facebook Live if you go to Frank Fontana, or on Instagram, Frank Fontana. Just find me on any of those social media platforms. We are giving you the behind the scenes of great segments today with Tony and Tina. And, you know, speaking of this time of year and holidays, and, you know, turning 40-ish for me was, you know, a turning point health-wise. You want to really just start to look at things differently. You have to, especially, you know, when you're going to be consuming more during the holidays, possibly more alcohol, possibly more food. You got to keep your health in check and keep balance with it all. Joining us to talk about this is Dr. Danoff. He's an expert on men's health issues, including really, you know, focusing the new year, new you part of your health plan. Doc, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
So, Doc, you know, I turned 40-something, and I started to take a different look at my health. And I started to eat different. I started to just be, you know, you're not that young spring chicken anymore that can get away with the things you used to be able to get away with in your 20s and 30s.
No doubt about it.
Why is this the case? I don't want to do that. I want to still get away with the stuff I did in my 30s and 20s.
Well, you can't jump as high. You can't run as fast.
Yeah, this is true.
Everything downhill from 40.
But here's that you're talking to a guy that's going to fight that mother effing fight with a
absolutely
with both both hands blazing.
Yeah, in my practice, you know, I see guys in their 70s who look like they're 40 years old. So, good.
Well, what's the secret, Doc? Because you just hit it, and everybody who's listening is going 70 and 40. That's the numbers I want to know.
The secret is genes, but we have no control over the genes part.
Yeah.
So diet, exercise, and attitude. I mean, what else can you say?
Diet, exercise, and attitude. Okay. Yeah. So let's start with diet.
Well, low cholesterol, low fat, low sugar, low carbs, lean and mean, modest alcohol, no smoking. What can I say about diet?
Did you say no carb or low carb?
Low carb.
So are you a believer in moderate carb, you know, introduction?
Yeah, moderate.
And what type of carbohydrate?
Well, I mean, spaghetti, certain vegetables, but, you know, not a quart of ice cream, you know, not the chocolate cake, not the whipped cream cake.
Are you believing everything in moderation, or are you one of these doctors that are steadfast on real particular, like, it has to be paleo, or it has to be,
yeah,
you know?
I'm not steadfast on anything. You know, I've looked in more bellies in my professional lifetime than you can ever imagine. So I think moderation is the key to everything, you know, whether it be alcohol. I mean, with one exception, that's sex.
So don't have everything in moderation except for your sex life.
Right, exactly.
I like that prescription. I think most people
I'm a urologist. What do you expect?
Well, because you're a urologist, you deal with prostate cancer a lot, right?
Yes, we do that.
How much of those three components you mentioned earlier, diet, workout, lifestyle, contribute to prostate cancer?
Well, there are no hard statistics on it. There's no question that a low-fat diet contributes to prostate health. And there's a prostate cancer diet, which includes extremely low fat. So a lot of people think that's the thing to do. And I think there's good evidence out there, but it's not hard evidence. I don't think you can do much about your attitude. And again, genes. So if you have a family member with prostate cancer, you as a man are 30% more likely to get a prostate cancer. So there is a genetic link. We're not sure what it is, but it's very obvious when you look at the clinical data.
And so do you believe, because I'm a believer in hormone replacement therapy, I think it's done right, it could be kind of, in my opinion, and speaking to tons of doctors on my show, one of the keys to the fountain of youth. Do you agree with that? And does it contribute or not to prostate cancer?
Okay, so there's a lot of misconceptions about testosterone replacement therapy. We call it TRT. First of all, you've got to have a low serum testosterone. So if you're giving it in the face of a normal circulating testosterone, that's juicing, that's dangerous. The second misconception is that it causes prostate cancer. It does not. But if you have a focal, unrecognized prostate cancer, and you take exogenous testosterone, that's like fertilizer. That's like, you know, putting cow manure on growing wheat. So that's where the controversy comes in. So we use it. We think it's good. Gets rid of the old grumpy old man syndrome, that middle-aged blob in the middle. It increases your biceps, improves your attitude. but it has to be used judiciously.
Sure. And so let's talk what normal means, because that normal means different things to different doctors and different people. So yeah. if I said I want, my normal is I want to be an athlete. I've been an athlete my whole life. That's normal for me. Or versus right. normal for a 40-something-year-old male. Like, how do you as a doctor gauge that?
Well, there's a huge number. So we use a scale that goes between 300 and 900. So we say anything under 300 is no good. Anything over 900 is very dangerous. So there's a wide range of normality. So I don't have a specific number. Growing older and getting a little wide around the middle and being a grumpy old man doesn't necessarily mean that you have a low circulating testosterone. Mm. So it has to be tested. It has to be tested in the morning. And once you're juicing or once you're getting testosterone, you've got to monitor your blood, because the blood can thicken if the testosterone gets too high, and that can lead to heart attack and stroke.
Mm. So it's just a constant monitoring of blood work if you are doing...
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be done every week, but certainly every 3 months.
Every 3 months, okay. And before we let you go, because we were running out of time, you mentioned sex. let's just be blunt here. You have 5 healthy sex habits for men in 2018. What are they?
Well, the first is, I don't have that list in front of me, but the first is a healthy attitude. And you have to be physically fit and mentally fit to have good sex, upper body strength, lower body strength. The third thing is you have to have a willing partner. And the fourth thing, you have to practice safe sex. So if the bedroom door is closed, I, as a health professional, don't care what you do. It's between you and your partner. It has to be safe sex. And I think if you follow those...
Even if you're married?
When I say safe sex, I don't mean you have to wear a condom if you have intercourse. That is not my definition of safe sex.
So what is your definition of safe sex? I'm curious.
Well, I'll give you the example of unsafe sex. That would be anal intercourse without a condom.
Really?
Really?
Interesting. So, okay, man, I wish we had more time with you, because we can get into this. unfortunately,
read my book, The Ultimate Guide to Men's Sexual Health. It's there. It's out there on Amazon.
So, The Ultimate Guide to Men's Sexual Health by Dr. Danoff. That's Danoff. You can find it on Amazon. You can get more of these topics. And, Doc, I think it's an interesting topic. Not just, you know, not to be gross, not sex, but just the idea of men's health in that arena. It doesn't really get talked about enough.
It doesn't. You know, we're macho, and we don't want to talk about our frailties. A woman wouldn't miss her pap smear or her breast examination, mammogram. A man, try to get him in for his annual physical exam and PSA exam. It's like pulling teeth.
Of course, for obvious reasons.
We're macho.
Exactly. Doc, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll get you back on for sure to talk more in depth about this topic. Have yourself a great Sunday.
Great. Thank you. Pleasure.
You got it, buddy.